Unit 38, that's a 2-1, that's half 36. Copy, that's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome back to Running Code, episode number 7, where you, the viewer, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News Police Department. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Hey, Morgan. I'm good. How are you?
Outstanding, as always. We're here, and this is a ton of fun, so I'm good like that.
It must be the pollen, right?
It's something.
So we've got an awesome guest today. Officer Reyes is with us. You want to introduce yourself to our viewers?
LT Cap, hi. happy to be here. I'm Officer Wilfredo Reyes with the Newport News Police Department. Been with the department for exactly 5 years this month. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, raised in Queens, New York, and I find myself in Virginia in 91 when my father moved out here.
Oh, really?
Once my dad moved out here, he got everything together and started picking me up every summer.
So your family's been here for 30 years?
31 years.
Wow.
He came in 90 and I started coming in 91.
Wow.
So I've been visiting Virginia since 90 and I finally moved out here in 2003 when I graduated high school.
Okay, so you started by visiting and you liked the place, obviously.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So you fell in love with Virginia like a lot of us
yes.
have.
Imagine that, right?
And it was like a different world, you know, coming from New York.
Right.
And coming to Virginia and then seeing so much trees and green grass and stuff because this New York is concrete.
Right.
So it was so different. Right. Beautiful though.
Wow. So you've been with the department 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And you enjoy it?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do it a lot of the times. I definitely enjoy it. Dealing with citizens downtown. That's another thing. I've been 5 years here and all 5 years downtown.
So you've been in South Precinct.
South Precinct my whole career.
Yeah, wonderful place to work, wonderful community, no doubt.
Yes, yes. Love the citizens out here.
Wait, I think we're skipping an assignment, though.
Oh yeah.
Are we?
I can't believe you forgot this, Wilfredo.
I feel like the best part of your tenure here may have been spent with us.
I'm just saying. Definitely have to let the viewers know. My first supervision when I first got here as a pre-hire was none other than LT and Cap in the youth and outreach.
That's
right. Something that I've always wanted to do and still have the potential to do it. Just trying to learn as much as I can in the streets before I go to that side, a position like that, because I don't want to forget.
Absolutely.
How to do my assignment on the street. Because, you know, when you become an SRO, you lose a lot of...
like the street
work,
knowledge.
The street knowledge and
right.
stuff like that. But yeah, so two fine people that I love and adore.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, yes, yes.
We have definitely watched you come a long way.
Yes, yes.
It's been an adjustment.
Already. Yes.
It's been five years.
That flew by really, really fast.
Yeah.
I was so nervous too. And guess what I still have? I wish I would have brought it. You did. Me and Cap. Cap's funny. He goes, you know what, man? This is what I'm going to do for you. He takes one of his cards. That's, you know, it says Captain Tejan's profession. He signs it to the best man in the back. I put it behind my badge. I still got it.
That's right.
5 years later.
Wow. Now, for clarification.
The autograph.
Autograph, yeah. He's busting chops, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't caught on yet. So you came to us when we were in Community Youth Outreach. During the pre-hire program, and that's a program where the Newport News Police Department hires police officers before the academy starts.
Yes.
You serve with a unit or a division for a period of time, and you can even move around, and then you head on into the academy. So you start the academy now knowing the police, a little bit about the police department. Was that beneficial to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely beneficial. I learned a lot. LT was putting me with a few other SROs. She had a son. At first, she just didn't know what to do with me. She was like, you know what? What am I doing? Like, I have SROs here.
Can I interject for a minute?
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of us don't know what to do with you, quite frankly. But anyways, go ahead.
And then she was responsible for two of us. And so it was me and Officer Sola.
Officer Sola.
We were both graduated together. He's still in the department. He's Central.
He works with me in Central.
Yes. Yeah. So what better way than to like put us with the SROs?
Yeah.
So we spent a couple of days at the schools, seeing how everything was. I remember doing one with Officer Drucker. She's not here anymore.
Right.
Had a lot of fun. Showed me how the school system works. What was her job duty? We spent a lot of time with Officer Acree, MPO Acree.
Mm-hmm. Right, retired.
And then, of course, we did a lot of policies.
Yeah, you read a lot of policies. Well,
I read it twice.
Yeah, I don't think it took Melissa and I a long time to realize that you got a heart for people.
Absolutely.
You know, you really sincerely do. You're very, very good with the public. You can relate very easily. You're down to earth. But, you know, you do your work. You handle your business, and you get it done right. So I think it was a natural fit, Melissa.
I agree.
Yeah. So listen, you've been coming since 91. How come you still got that New York accent, man? What's up with
I'm
that?
I'm never going to forget about where I'm from.
No, you're grounded?
No. Yeah. New York is New York. Growing up, I don't want to be biased, but I'm an 80s baby. I was born in 84.
Okay.
And I think growing up in the 90s in New York was nothing can top that.
Best time ever?
The best time ever. The best time ever. And at the moment now, I kind of feel bad for my son because I have him in Virginia, and Virginia is a beautiful place to raise your kids, but they wouldn't be able to get the full effect of growing up like the way I did in New York, because the parks were right across the street. Basketball, softball, football, all we had to do was walk right across the street. It's not accessible out here. You got to drop the kids off to do this. Football practice, baseball practice, I could walk with my gear to the park.
Right.
It was easier.
I don't know if you know this, but I actually lived in Queens.
Oh, what part of Queens?
I went to school PS 209. Yeah, my father was assigned to Fort Totten, New York, military base, which is closed down. They turned it back over to New York State.
Yes.
They went to PS 209, used to catch the bus every day.
Get out.
Yeah, how about them apples?
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
Ozen Park. I stood in Ozen Park.
Yeah?
Queens, yeah. Right, by South Jamaica.
Okay, all right. I lived actually on the base, Fort Totten. Yeah, my mom used to take our Caprice Classic station wagon with the electric windows and drive us to Little Italy.
Yes.
To get Italian bread and
that's definitely a classic car.
Now my fondest memory.
I was going to say, what kind of car was that? What year?
It was a
it?
Caprice Classic. It was in the 70s.
What year? Ooh.
It was 70 something. But 70 something. But I remember one of my memories of New York is my pops took me and my brother to see the New York Mets.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Shea Stadium.
I think they were playing the Braves at the time or something, but I remember. That was a good time.
And that would probably be the first park, right? Because they knocked down the first one. Now it's a new park. Same thing with the New York Yankees. Recently, they knocked down their park. Now they got a new park.
Right.
But Shea Stadium was awesome. Awesome place.
Yeah. Why law enforcement, man? Why?
I
mean, I know you got a heart for service, but why law enforcement?
I do have a heart for service, but unselfishly... a career. I needed to have a career, and I have a child that looks up to me. A brief synopsis of that with my son. My son's 16 years old now. He's about to be 17 in October. AB honor roll student, plays varsity football for Warwick High School, and just smart, beautiful, beautiful kids. So quiet, very lazy too. But you know, that's how teenage boys are. I've had custody of him since he was 1 year old. So I knew, you know, at one point when I was younger, let's pick up the pace. I gotta work, work, work. I gotta grind, make sure that he's good. And so I was always with two to three jobs. And it was all finance, trying to get everything situated. And my father told me one day, he was like, listen, you know the rapport I have with Newport News Police Department. You've always wanted to be a cop. Fill out the application. Dad, I'll do it. Go get your phone. Fill out the application. So I had to come downstairs and fill it out right in front of him. So, and I'm still thinking, you know what? I got time. Next morning, hey, can you come in? I was like, what?
That is our one. That's really? Our recruiting division. Yeah.
Yes,
they are on it.
Next day.
That's right.
And then I'm still thinking, got a little bit of time and stuff. He was like, all right, well, we're going to do the agility test this Wednesday. I was like,
yeah.
All of this in one shot, I was just baffled. So so I went, I took the agility test. Of course, I was at fear, you know, with my running capabilities, but I did. I passed the agility test. And when I passed that agility test, it was like this relief. And the motions went through everything, the guidance that I had. And I have to mention her. She's like my guardian angel, Misty Mercer. That was my she was the one that helped me with my process. She was my investigator, and huge blessing. Huge. Yeah. She is the most amazing woman ever. And she's always been there. She had that faith from the beginning. You're gonna be a good fit for us.
Wow. And so she's really
yes, Misty.
So very supportive.
Very, very supportive. Misty was like I said, my guardian angel there. She
like
helped me through everything that I had.
Wow. Listen, any hobbies you got, man?
Yeah, softball.
Softball? Any hobbies you're good at? We played on the same team.
Listen,
man.
You're supposed to be up in your teammate, not giving them a hard
time.
Just
because I don't get the MVPs all the time, yeah, like you do.
Listen,
I'm still pretty good.
The truth is, you should have got that award.
Oh,
I did not deserve it. Oh,
you
were great that day.
You had me. You had me.
No. Humbly speaking, you deserve that award. You played.
So, did you both get injured that day, or just one of you?
But no. Was it you that you got injured?
I don't know. I can't remember, to be honest with you. I've been injured so many times playing sports, I can't keep track of all those things.
We had a blast, though.
We had a great time.
Yeah, I don't think nobody got injured that day.
No, we played the Army, right? Yeah.
We played Army, and man, they meant business coming in that uniform.
They came in.
Solid and everything.
To win.
They tried their best.
Not successful.
No,
it wasn't.
No, they called us out again and remembered the last time we played them, so they were like, we need a little bit more practice.
That's right.
They did awesome. They were good. It was the connection was so awesome, man.
Yeah,
like
it was great.
The vibe was so great. That's why I love these sports events. I think this is amazing. I know Sergeant Walker just did that basketball tournament. I was supposed to be in that, but unfortunately I had to do a duty assignment. But I got there and you just see the vibe, and then with the kids from that state, they just looking happy. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. I love the way the department gets these sports events together,
yeah, they're
and
great.
It gets everybody,
especially
together.
With the kids.
We do love
now.
Our
you
kids.
Said you had another assignment because see, I heard something different. I heard that it would have violated your sneaker contract. You're so humble.
My Nikes.
Yeah, you're too humble. You're so humble.
They had an Adidas assignment, so I couldn't do it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I'm doing
right.
Nike only.
Oh
yeah, so
goodness.
Now we have had great conversations about our children, right? I think we all three have. And I know that you live for your children, right? I mean, your child,
yes.
Your son. I know since we met you 5 years ago, your whole life revolves around his well-being.
Always.
Is it tough being a single parent in law enforcement?
It definitely is tough. I've been a single parent for almost 15 years. In between, I was married, but that didn't last too long. But just regardless, be me being married or not, my son is my priority. And
right.
And it's so crazy because, like, he's been there. He's fought with me. And we're talking about, like, sharing the same bed,
yeah,
as I'm getting my stuff together financially. My son has been riding with me since day one. I've gotten custody of him since he was 1 year old.
Right.
And I never looked back.
Yeah.
It's very unfortunate. His mom passed away in 2021. 2021 was a rough year. That was his mom passed away, my grandma. One of my mentors passed away, which was Sergeant Luce. Mm-hmm. And my father had a stroke.
Yeah.
So, you know, raising my son was tough, and then it got tougher.
Right.
Once my father had a stroke in 2021, so it's a lot on my plate, being an officer, a single father, and helping my dad.
But you still do it every day.
Yeah. How do you balance? What kinds of things do you do to kind of balance your priorities?
Prayers.
Oh.
God is just good. God, you know, you never promise the next day.
Right.
So it's no reason to stress yourself out.
Well, I can tell you, your son is very blessed to have you as an example of what hard work looks like and what the grind looks like and what it looks like to be honest and caring and generous with your time. Because we've had that conversation, and all jokes aside, I knew very quickly when Melissa and I met you that you live for your son, that everything you did, the world revolved around your son.
Always.
So we joke a lot, you and I. We give it and take it back and forth, but I have such respect for you. I really do. And by the way, when I was a kid, I was a Yankee fan. I know you got your Yankee hat on.
Yes.
I was a Yankee fan.
When he was a kid.
New York.
Yeah, New York. When I was a young lad, as they say.
Of course.
And that was quite a while ago. Yeah. Anything else you do other than softball to occupy your time when you're off duty, kind of decompress?
Off duty. Well, when am I not off duty? I work a lot of overtime, but that's just me preparing myself and preparing my son for the real life. I wasn't fortunate. I love my parents to death, and what they could give me, what they could provide me, was spectacular. Like whatever they could, I was super grateful with the way they raised me and with the way my mom raised my little brother. And I just, you know, my son, he's an only child, so you know, it's a different generation, the way we raise our kids, the level of respect for adults. And I'm showing my son, you know, how to, you know, be a humble, good person when he gets older. But I work a lot to put away for his
future.
And
sure.
I don't want him to have to worry about thousands of dollars of, you know, financial
school
stuff. So, you know, I want to buy him his first car. I want him to be accessible, you know, to go. I don't want to see him struggle.
Right.
I don't. He's my only child, and I'm going to.
You got to do what you got
to
do.
I'm going to do what I have to do to.
I hear you.
And so that's why I work a lot of my time. But the minute he tells me, Dad, can we go to the movies on Saturday?
You're on your way.
Hey, can you come in today?
Nope. Sorry.
Absolutely
now,
not.
Are you, do you speak any other languages?
Yeah, I speak Spanish.
Spanish, fluently?
We spoke some Spanish before.
Have we spoken
some
Spanish?
Yeah.
Hablo un poquito de español, no mucho.
Más o menos.
Más o menos, amigos. Sí, just a little bit.
Cap speaks really good Spanish.
No.
No, he's being modest right now.
So he's identified the words in Italian that sound Spanish,
exactly.
And that's what he wrote. I learned that. It's the coolest thing. All the romance languages have those similar words. It is pretty cool to watch.
Yes.
I do what I can. I'm only one guy doing what I can.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
Now, sports, right? Your teams. All New York?
Yes.
Who you root for?
Yes. The only thing out of sports, one of my favorite athletes in the world has been Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you know he plays for Chicago, so it's pretty hard seeing him kill my team in the playoffs with the New York Knicks. So it was really hard. And then another favorite was Randy Moss. Mm-hmm. And Randy Moss against my Giants, back and forth. So it was pretty hard. But Giants diehard, New York Yankees diehard, and the New York Knicks as well.
Right.
Always. So we're not a Mets fan.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I lived in Queens, but I'm sorry.
Okay. Just had to clarify.
For you apologize. You apologize to all the Mets fans. That's exactly right. Wow. So you're currently in South Precinct. You're in patrol, right?
Yes.
Do you enjoy it quite a bit? How do you find yourself in the patrol world? You good? You comfortable?
Yes, I enjoy it a little bit from when I first started. Of course, we were the biggest class in NNPD history.
Your graduating 21. Class?
Yep. Yes. Wow. We started 51, and I think we graduated like 44, 46. And when we started, my thing was, I'm going to go to Central. I want to do Central.
Central Precinct.
And that's when they started, let's do bids. And that's when the okay. captains chose who mm-hmm. they wanted. Mm-hmm. And Captain Bowhurst, you're not going to Central, buddy.
I think that's he that's told Chief me. Now?
Not yeah. Chief
that's right.
Bowhurst.
He's a chief in North Carolina.
I think in North Carolina, right?
Doing yeah. very well.
Amazing, mm-hmm. amazing man. Yeah. Amazing, amazing man. A big impact in his department. And he told me. He was like, I'm choosing you. You're coming to South. And I said, why? He goes, because he said, listen, I know your father for years.
Yep.
And your father, huge impact. He's not even a police officer out here. Mm-hmm. My father works at One Life Fitness.
Yeah.
But the impact that my dad has made in this city, and when that happened to him with the stroke,
huge.
Getting calls from chiefs mm-hmm. of Norfolk, mm-hmm. chief of Virginia Beach,
right.
Hampton. Like, everyone knew him.
He's responsible for keeping all of us healthy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but he's I signed up when I got my gym membership, he's the man that I...
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so the first few officers that I met in this apartment when I was a kid is Captain Bradley.
Okay.
Lieutenant Hairston.
Oh, yeah, Jerry.
And these were guys that played basketball with my dad
when
he was Riverside Wellness.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
That is absolutely
and then,
right.
And then we had, Chief Creswell, I remember him when he was a rookie.
Wow.
When I was a little kid. So it was growing up was like I already knew the Newport News Police Department before I even joined. So, but yeah. We reverted from that question, didn't we? What was that question again?
You're South now.
South mm-hmm. now. So Captain Bowhurst, when he chose me to go South, and I didn't regret it at all. I came into South, and he was right. Like I was perfect for South because I can relate to a lot of stuff. And when I was down there, I was the way, you know, the people like grew attached to me and people like, man, you're a cool officer. I like that, man. Like, you know, this, I spoke to people, the level of respect that they deserved, you know,
and everybody deserves that level of respect.
A lot of the schools that are down there, I visit as well.
Yeah.
Just downtown was just, it was a good fit for me.
Now, do you have aspirations of doing what down the road?
There's two things that I really, really want to do in my life.
All right.
And you know, SRO, of course.
Yes, right.
SRO is going to be one. But I've gotten so much great feedback from some detectives and stuff, but SVU.
Oh, wow.
Special victims.
Yeah. And, I don't know if you guys know, but with my second language, I do a lot of translation for SVU.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I do it periodically a lot.
Awesome.
And I help out cause you know, there's a good portion of the Spanish community here.
Up and coming here in Newport mm-hmm. News.
Yes. Cool. So,
and SVU speaks for, they speak for the children.
Yes.
That's right. You
know? Definitely. Definitely. And so, I'm glad that I'm able to help in that aspect. And when I do, I don't know, just my heart is there. So when I see these children or anybody that I have to deal with in an incident and then I have to translate, I just always have something to give them to show them like, hey, you know, you're safe with us.
And they're cared about.
Yes, absolutely.
And
absolutely. And so it warms my heart, you know, just to see a smiling face, even though the incident is, you know,
Very traumatic.
Yes, absolutely.
Oftentimes, absolutely. It's very traumatic. So,
very yes. rarely do we get people on their best day. So, mm-hmm.
absolutely. And I have a story about that.
Sure.
So, about 2.5 years ago, of course, I won't be into details, but there was a traumatic incident that occurred. And I went, it was a 9-year-old girl. And she now goes to STEM Academy, which is in the south side mm-hmm. of the city. And they needed officers to walk them to the Monitor Merrimack. It was like a little field trip. And, you know, I get out the car, and I'm one of the officers that was doing it. And then I just see this little girl running and just grabbed me, Officer Reyes, Officer Reyes. And I'm looking to the side, so you can't see my name. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she remembered. And I said, and I looked, and I was like, no. She was like, do you remember me? Do you remember me? I said, absolutely. And the mom there, tearing. She's like, Officer Reyes, you just don't understand the blessing that you were going to this incident. And she remembered me 2 years after. And then the mom says she still has the teddy bear that I gave her when I first met her. When I first met her. That's the impact that I like to have in this community, you know. I just don't want it to be negative. I just always want it, you know, I try my best to do everything in a positive perspective. But that hit me hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just for her, for little kids, it's hard to remember certain things. Mm-hmm. And she remembered me 2 years later.
Yeah.
2 years later.
And if you do nothing else in your career, you know what I mean? You have that.
You have that.
You have that. Where you know that you made a difference.
Yeah.
And police officers, I believe, and I think Melissa will agree with me, they do a lot of that. They do a lot quietly, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely.
And it goes on every day with something. And we live for that because we, in the end, we're going to be judged by that one day is what have we done for other people?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think Chief Drew puts it very eloquently when he says that we're not going to be judged by the arrests we made, we're not going to be judged by the tickets we wrote, but we're going to be judged by how we treat people. How do they remember us for that contact that we had, even if it's brief, on a traffic stop where you're working a case and you're helping a young lady like that out. So hats off to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, how you doing over there, Kel, and how are we doing on time?
We're doing good.
We are?
Ready to move on, though.
Okay.
To my favorite part.
Okay. That's the cue for me to zip it. All right. Here we go. After you, Melissa. After you, Melissa.
All right. So we're going to do our rapid fire. Are you ready? Uh-oh. Game?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Here we go. All right.
You think. Okay. Biggest pet peeve?
As a police officer?
As Wilfredo.
Life?
Biggest pet peeve.
As Wilfredo? Yeah. Biggest pet peeve. Oh man.
Shall we go to the next question?
Hold on, you can think on that one for a while. I'll tell you as in the department, man.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Biggest pet peeve, man, is cutting me off. Cutting me off without signaling while I'm
traffic wise.
Oh, yeah.
Are you pulling people over?
That doesn't sit with you, right?
Listen, it's dangerous though, isn't it? If you cut somebody off in traffic,
yeah,
it's very dangerous.
In my police
your patrol
car,
unit.
Your mark police car lights the whole nine yards.
With no signal light. Come on, you could like. I don't know. I just, of all things. Yeah, and one worse than that is driving fast in a school zone.
Oh yeah, my goodness.
That is
huge. That's so dangerous.
Over the speed bump. Like, if you're in the air on a speed bump, you're wrong.
All right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Those are my two biggest bets.
All right, so here we go. We fail. This is. You're gonna have to do some thinking on this one, but you gotta be quick. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. As a fan, who would you want to see win a championship next? The Yankees, the Knicks, or the Giants?
Oh, man.
Who's up next? Come on, quick.
Be honest with you. I would like to see the Knicks.
Yeah?
Yes, because the Giants have won one, even though it's been over 10 years. They won one in 2011. The Yankees are 28 championships, and I think the closest team is probably like 10 championships. They're a dynasty.
Right. Yeah.
The Knicks are suffering. They don't have very many championships under their belt, and should be well deserved. So the Knicks, I would go with the Knicks.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll take this nod back to you being an 80s baby. These young kids ain't gonna know. They're not gonna have any answers for this one. Favorite board game? I can tell you right now, mine is Risk. Most people don't even know what Risk is.
Yours
is mine
Risk.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm gonna have to go. See, but I have an old soul.
Okay.
So I've been playing games that 60s and 70s were playing. So like dominoes.
That counts. Dominoes counts.
So I was playing that since my grandma taught me how to play dominoes. And another if we're talking board games,
mm-hmm.
It would have to be Monopoly.
See, that's me. Monopoly.
Monopoly. Whether it's toxic or not, you know?
Yeah,
it could be honest, but I seen a meme.
They got a cheating version.
Yeah.
They have a Newport News one.
Wow.
They sell
that's
it in
cool.
the Walgreens.
That's cool.
I didn't
oh,
even
wow.
know that.
Yeah. Which character? Which character do you like?
Well, I go with the car.
Okay, that's the one. I like the car as well. Melissa?
I'm the thimble. Come on. Yes.
Top hat?
No, not covering the curls. Sorry.
So, Monopoly, I saw a meme not so long ago, and it just showed a picture of the Monopoly board tossed over with everything on the floor.
Ending family reunions.
You won't talk to a cousin for like 6 months.
Ending family reunions. I saw that. Yes.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Favorite cartoon character. Well, I know who mine is. I know.
So it would probably be Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Very traditional. Wow.
Yes, traditional. Yeah. Bugs Bunny has been like.
Okay.
That is throwback too.
What about you, Melissa?
I'm a Disney princess girl, so you give me Moana, you give me Tiana, and I'm a happy person.
All right.
I love anything Disney related. Okay.
Disney's awesome.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
But you know what?
I am not shocked.
Scooby-Doo is underrated. Underrated.
Scooby-Doo's the best. Awesome. He can't be ever underrated. He's the best. Listen, I'll tell you, I injured my shoulder, so I was out of work for a couple of months and had shoulder surgery. I watched every Scooby-Doo episode from the 60s on up, every single Scooby-Doo, and I enjoyed every. My day revolved around Scooby-Doo and a sandwich.
Oh my God.
I believe it.
Best experience ever.
I believe it.
I think we got one more question. Shall we? Here we go. May I, Melissa?
Please.
Uh-oh.
What's your favorite movie? I know what mine is.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, but I don't want to be judged.
Oh, this is a podcast. You're being judged, my friend.
Scary movie?
I just don't want to be sentimental.
Go ahead. What's wrong with being sentimental?
Come on.
Go ahead.
It's going to be John Q.
Is it?
Oh.
John Q.
With his son, Denzel. Yeah. Listen, you can always win with Denzel.
Yes.
Can't go wrong with Denzel.
That's the one. I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Denzel is one of my favorite actors. Oh. Him and Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro's.
Robert De Niro's Italian guy.
Mm-hmm. You realize that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. All the Italian.
Oh, boy.
All the best actors.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're right.
Can we argue that? Yeah, Italiani. That's right.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, Dances with Wolves.
Dances
with Wolves. Oh my goodness, it has everything. I mean, the classic. Scenery alone. I mean,
classic.
There's no comparison. Yeah.
How about you, LT?
I don't have an answer for that one.
No, it's a lot.
I am a movie enthusiast, and you know, as an '80s baby, the John Hughes movies will take me out every time. But I'm also a Marvel fan. So, gotcha. Yeah, we don't even want to get into that because we'll be here for a whole nother episode.
So, that's right. So John Q is my favorite movie, but if we revert back to more movies, it's mostly Denzel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Man on Fire is another one
Incredible actor.
Movie too.
Yeah.
Just I don't know. He's He plays that. He plays his roles really good.
Excellently, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks very much for being here. I think I speak on behalf of Melissa and I when I say
I appreciate
you're such a good guy. I mean, you're such a good guy. You care so much about people, like genuinely care about people. I think the Newport News Police Department and the city of Newport News, and especially its residents, we are very lucky to have somebody like you.
And it's so good and refreshing to see you after 5 years, and you're still here, and you're kicking, and you're doing good.
Yes.
And
Thank you, guys.
You're on like this upward journey. It's just so interesting to watch. I'm so excited for you.
You guys are amazing. Definitely a blessing. Like I said, I really see you guys as mentors as well, and it's always helped me, you know, with the knowledge and everything. I spoke more to Captain Tejans about, you know, like when I was joining and I was like scared, you know, I didn't know if I would make it. I didn't know if I would go through the academy, but his words of wisdom. And then your attitude was so bubbly. He was always smiling. I knew this was like the place for me. Yeah. So I thank you guys so much.
Happy to have you.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So Melissa, our viewers, if they want, if they would like to, actually, they need to do what?
Click the button, follow us, come back and see us again.
Absolutely. So with Fedo, we end episode number 7.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks
everyone for watching. Cheers. Be safe.
Be safe.